Smithers' Britt Cruz is about to take the world's children on an animated journey through math and science. His creation, Pixar in a Box, teaches middle and high school students how to become animators through online videos.
Imagine Alice has an idea, and she wants to share it. There are so many ways to share an idea. She could draw a picture, make an engraving, write a song. Send a telegraph or an email. But how are these things different? And more importantly, why are they the same?
So if you want to see some of the visuals of that, you'll have to head to YouTube for Art of the Problem. But Britt, how did you end up linking up with Pixar to create this new education program?
Well, my road to Pixar began, as you just mentioned, Art of the Problem. That started as, you know, something I did very much in my spare time to answer the question, what would my 12-year-old self want to be doing right now? I grew up with Suzuki, Sagan, James Burke, these great educators who really understood the power of narrative in education. So,
and a visual narrative too.
Visual, so important. Yeah, you start with the visuals, really. The visuals should tell the story without any voice. Voice should support the visuals. So that project, again, I was at the time in Burns Lake. And I had this feeling that, you know, in this connected world, you do not need to be in downtown New York or downtown San Francisco to get your ideas out in the world. So this experiment for the first year, I just started publishing videos. And, you know, very quickly, it resulted in a bunch of opportunities. One of them that rose to the top was Sal Khan from the Khan Academy emailed me and said, pretty much, you know, I like your videos. Do you want to keep making those for a living? So I dropped everything and signed on with Khan Academy. So that was the first stage towards Pixar in a Box.
And then the next thing you know, you've got some traction going, and you get their attention with the YouTube videos?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And once I joined Khan Academy, and if viewers aren't familiar, this is a nonprofit organization with the mission of providing a free world-class education to anyone, anywhere, which is a pretty amazing mission.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of other organizations, you know, are calling Khan Academy, wanting to do something interesting. And it just so happened that the lead scientist at Pixar, Tony DeRose, his job for the last 25 years has been inventing the technologies that allow these films at Pixar to be made. He's been doing this talk, Math in the Movies, you can see it on YouTube, for 10 years going around, you know, a one-hour talk, getting kids excited. But he wanted to create something that went really deep. And he didn't exactly know what that thing would be, but he thought, you know, maybe Khan Academy is the place. And it just so happened that I was there at that time. And, you know, I jumped at the opportunity to, you know, say, we have to do this project with Pixar, even though it's a little bit in left field for us. Let's hold hands and see what happens. And, you know, they went for us right away.
Britt, you know, if you're already inclined to like math and science, I suppose this is a real boon. This is, you know, it's not a hard sell. But, you know, there's a lot of kids out there who do tend to wither when it comes to dealing with math, or sometimes find certain types of science even kind of difficult to deal with. What have you seen through these videos or through the use of these videos that takes a kid who's not that interested in math or science but actually helps them or helps encourage an interest in those subjects or creates an ability to learn and retain that subject?
Yeah, so again, this project is aimed at the 80%. You know, it's great if you're already motivated and you know why you might need math in your life. This is aimed at the institutional failure with mathematics and science, you know, across the world, really, but it's a problem in North America. So that is the goal, capture those students. And not only capture kids who might be interested in math, but also capture kids who are already interested in arts and aren't even thinking about math. And what we've seen, although this project has just launched last Thursday, but the take-up has been huge. So we've seen 50,000 unique visitors to this content every day. And teachers have already been emailing me short blog posts with photos of their class using this content. Mm-hmm. And the thing that stood out the most, aside from the kids actually, you know, the teacher said, my classroom had never been so quiet that day when she went, like, they all leaned in and just went for it. But beyond that was this growth mindset or motivational piece. The content we created, it really takes place at Pixar. It shows the actual employees at Pixar in their actual work environments. And students who, you know, maybe their parents come from a blue-collar background, they have never seen this sort of work environment in their life. They didn't know it existed. And my favorite quote was, it's not verbatim, but one of the kids said, like, I didn't know work could be like this. I want to do that someday. You know, and that sent shivers down my spine. That wasn't the plan, but, yeah. You know, it's one of these fruits that came out of it.
How much of what you're doing is the future of learning, is the fact that, you know, we're going to rely less on textbooks and more on visual stimulation or visual cues to learn and to teach?
That's a great question. So the flipped classroom model, I just want to remind people, that is like a buzz term right now, right, Especially in Silicon Valley. But the flip model means you do your homework.
You're just doing videos at home as opposed to writing down different things.
What I think is most exciting, though, is how that homework is manifest. So that that homework doesn't need to be a $60 book and a pile of $60 books. That homework should be content that is first and foremost free and free to disseminate. So that's huge. It should be free to send it to my neighbor or to send it to East Asia. And that content should be created not only by educators, but by industry working together. I find there's a big disconnect often between, you know, we hope teachers just figure everything out. I think that's insane. I come from a family of teachers, and just managing a classroom, teachers deserve, you know, 10 gold medals. Just doing that, managing a classroom, it's akin to being, you know, a prison guard. You're managing chaos. You're trying to motivate students and deal with all of these issues. How are teachers supposed to also spend their entire weekend dreaming up these amazing ways to get kids excited? That just doesn't make sense. So this is one piece of the puzzle, which is a lot more of free, very high quality content that was made in partnership with educators. And that is what gets me very excited.
You know, Britt, when I was 12 too, like the golden age of anything seemed to happen whenever you were 12, right?
Yeah.
And the things that stay with you through life seem to happen at that age. I know the Montreal Canadiens, I don't know if they still do it, but they used to make sure that every kid in Montreal in grade 5 got at least one free ticket to a Montreal Canadiens game during the course of a season, to make sure that, because it's the age at which we decide on certain things, you know? And Pixar, they're a big part of a lot of kids growing up over the last decade or so with the movies they make, and now they're in an educational environment. How much is this sort of activity, this sort of work, about training the next generation of people who work for Pixar, or perhaps even their competition, possibly? But
I mean, that's a huge piece. What's interesting, I learned when I started working with people at Pixar, is Pixar has something called Pixar University. Yeah. That's an internal training program for everyone involved to learn every skill that goes on at Pixar. So there's this insane culture of learning there that you just don't see anywhere else, and it is why they do the work they do. This is a step in the next, or like a step beyond that for them, which is kind of a front end for the public. Mm-hmm. So sure, there's great learning going on inside, but here is a free way for anybody to not only see how these movies are made, but the people making them, personal stories, and direct connections to mathematics. And one of the quotes from Tony, who at Pixar I worked with, someone asked him, in 10 years, if someone arrives at Pixar and said, oh, I started at Pixar in a box, what would you think? And, you know, he said, my heart would melt. That's the whole goal here. And regarding competition, I mean, my thinking here is a rising tide lifts all boats. So it's good for everyone if kids are getting motivated.
Britt Cruz is the creator and teacher of a new online tool, Pixar in a Box. And for more information on that program, you can go to the Khan, K-H-A-N, khanacademy.org. Britt Cruz from Smithers this morning. Thank you, Britt. Thanks for joining us.
Real pleasure, Russell. Have a great day.